Good morning and welcome to episode 112 of Martin Uncut. Today it's June the 15th, 2021, and today's episode is creating tapping shortcuts on the iPhone. So this is a feature that you probably know a lot about already, but I just found out about it, so I want to share this with you if you haven't seen it. And that is the feature that you have on the modern iPhone, so that you can tap on the backside and you can make things happen. And I have chosen to tie double tap to open the calendar and triple tap to open drafts to do a capture. And this is because I think I use calendar the most. It could also be that I will change that shortcut to be Safari instead. But we'll see. And draft is because I want to have a really, really quick way to capture things. And that shortcut may actually be changed to be capture by voice instead. And this means that when this is all set up, I can just take my phone. And when I take it up to the face or watching me myself, iPhone will, of course, automatically unlock. And I just tap two times on the back with my finger and it opens the calendar. And that is a fantastic feature. But let's get into how this is done. So this is actually fairly easy to set up, and you do this by going into the Shortcuts application. And if you haven't been using Shortcuts in the past, this is an application that Apple bought from another company a lot of years back. And it's actually the automation app for the iPhone. So if you are doing a lot of repetitive things with your iPhone, it's highly likely that you can use Shortcuts to help you make this more quick or more easy. And I am not a power user of Shortcuts, but I know that there is a lot of people out there that loves to do automations with Shortcuts. And the other interesting thing is that Shortcut is now also coming to macOS, so that if you learn how to work with Shortcuts, you will be able to use that on your Mac as well. So it's a power tool to know. But you go into Shortcuts, and in the upper right corner, you will find the plus sign, and you just click that one, and then you have a new shortcut, actually. And then you can, by clicking the three dots on the upper right-hand side, you can give it a name, and you can change the icon for it. So give your shortcut a name. I gave mine, I actually created two. One is called Open Calendar and the other one is called Open Drafts. So just a name, so you can easily find them later on. The next step is to add an action. So you click the button Add Action, and there you see a long list of things, but right now it's going to be fine to just go into apps, and you scroll down till you find the app and you click the app. And when you click it, you can see a lot of different actions that this app can do for you through Shortcuts. And if I take Safari for an example, you can use different type of websites that you have visited, your search history, but you can also open a URL or multiple URLs. You can use a standard JavaScript. You can on a web page, and you can also fetch information from a web page, and that you can then use later on in your Shortcuts, for example. So this is a really, really powerful shortcut. And for my case, if I would change my calendar shortcut to a Safari shortcut, it would probably be to open Google or DuckDuckGo, which is my search engine of choice, so that I can easily just search for the thing, because this is what I most often do when I open my phone. So that can save me a little bit of time. And when you've added that application, you're actually done with your shortcut. You can just get out of it and save it, and you will have it then on your all shortcuts list. So my tip is here, create the shortcuts you want for both double tap and triple tap here. And when you have done that, you can go into your preference app. And then on the preference app, you can scroll down to accessibility. And in and if you don't know how that icon looks like, it's blue with a guy on a circle on it, so you can quite easily find it. So you click that, and in the second section, which is physical and motor, you have a blue hand icon that is called touch. You just click that, and there you have all the settings around the touch display, essentially. And in the bottom of this one, you have tap on the backside, or back tap. And you can click that, and you can see that you have tapped quickly twice, and tap quickly three times. And if you click on that, you can see that you can do a lot of different things. You can tie it to application switcher, for example, or control center, or turn the sound off, or lock the screen. And there's a lot of pre-built things that you can do. You can also use some of the accessibility features like assistant touch that you can magnify, you can unlock the screen, and so on. But you can also add your features here, the shortcuts here. And the ones that you created should show up in this list of shortcuts. And then you can simply tie both single tap and double tap to a shortcut. And then when you go out of your settings, you can simply lock your phone and try it. So take it up to your face and tap twice quickly on the back, and then you should get to the application of choice. And that is a really, really cool feature that I really enjoy. I really hope that you learned something new today. And if you did, why not recommend the show to a friend or a colleague or someone in your family? That would help the audience to grow, and that would put a great smile on my face. So until tomorrow, have a fantastic day. Ciao, ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.